Now, the conflict in Libya is not over. Anti-Gaddafi forces are still facing resistance from loyalists in a few key towns and cities, and ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi remains at large. Still, the leaders of Libya's transitional council are moving forward with plans for a new government. There are questions, though, about the council's unity. Dirk Vandewalle is professor at Dartmouth College who studied Libya for years. He says the members of the ruling council are not likely to remain in power for long.
Most of its members are, in a sense, self-appointed. They came up through the ranks, so to speak, very rapidly as the uprising started in the eastern part of Libya. In a sense, they've nominated themselves. It means that their level of legitimacy may not be that high. And what everybody is expecting is indeed that this TNC, this transnational council, has written into some of the documents that it produced that when the new political system comes online, the TNC should, in principle, dissolve itself.
How about the situation with Libya and oil? Is it clear right now who will be managing the vast oil resources of the country?
Well, the Libya's oil reserves all fall under the authority of the Libyan National Oil Company, a company actually that has been managed relatively well, relatively efficient, even during the Gaddafi period. And so the TNC and Libya in general is now in the process of reconstituting that Libyan National Oil Company. It's not clear who exactly will belong to it. So there's a certain amount of uncertainty that exists right now surrounding the company.
And with that uncertainty, how vulnerable is Libya? How much a part of this transition and its future is the oil industry?
Well, the oil industry is, of course, crucial for Libya. As a matter of fact, it's really the oil industry over the years that has Libya kept together. But we also shouldn't forget that the TNC has done a good amount of work while it was still, let's call it, in exile in Benghazi, to think very systematically through scenarios of how to deal with the oil companies, how to deal with production, how to deal with the reconstruction of the oil industry. So there's both positive and not so positive news regarding the Libyan oil industry.
The transitional government has already asked the World Bank for funds to work on repairing and restoring water and energy and transportation services. The status of Libya right now, though, is it stable enough to allocate these resources? Because these are the kind of things the average Libyan will be looking for as to whether they continue to support the new transitional government.
Well, one of the major problems coming down the pike, so to speak, for Libya will, of course, be what is called this gold rush effect. Lots of institutions, individuals, businesses that want to contribute to the reconstruction of Libya. And one of the major problems will be to do so in a way that it really does lead to the actual reconstruction of the country and that not a lot of money is wasted. Now, the World Bank, which was part of a group that helped think through some of these consequences for Libya, has, of course, enormous amount of expertise in dealing with this. The question, of course, as you put it very accurately, is Libya truly at the point where that money can be used, and is it not too dangerous yet in the country to really have the World Bank come in, have these international donors come in? The dangers of the civil war are receding, but there are other dangers appearing, and that is we may very well see some infighting between different groups once the civil war is over. And that, of course, are things that are very hard to plan against at this particular point in time.
All right. We look forward to watching the future of Libya with you, Dirk Vandewalle, government professor at Dartmouth College's Tuck School of Business. He's the author of the book, A History of Modern Libya, a second edition of which is going to be coming out just next month. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.